feel the miracle that's on your life.
That is who you are.
God has given the gift to create miracles if you only believe.
That is who you are.
I see you running. Running, not in a bad way, but it's going to so blow your mind. I see you running across the yard. And the person weeping before you, who you lay your hands on. The miracle. Does anybody need a health miracle? I want you to keep your hand up. I want you to go to each hand you see. Lay your hand on them. Okay? Now look at me. It is He that has called you. It is He that will do it. He is the open door. He is the one that nobody can shut it on. All you are a vessel. Go be a vessel. Move, move. Yes. Let me tell you both something. God's hand is on your life for ministry. Literally, there's been a fight to break you up, to make you quit, to make you look like before was better. To say, how come when we start seeking God, it's like all heck breaks loose? Well, the Lord has come because you've asked. To answer. Any great vessel gets tried in the fire. Every great vessel must be put under pressure. If you can't stand the pressure, you can't hold the anointing. Because He cannot let His glory fall to the ground. When a vessel breaks mid-use, the oil falls to the ground. The vessel was allowed to be broken once. The alabaster box was broken for Jesus' death. And that is the only and last time a vessel will be broken with the anointing. God is calling you to ministry. But He had to teach you to serve, and He had to teach you to stand. Serve, stand. Serve, stand. Serve, stand. You are not behind. You have a word rising in you. You have a word rising in you. Both of you will preach. You are ministers of the gospel. Your children will be blessed. You will see gifts begin to rise up out of them. Why? Because the enemy said, if I touch what they love, I'll stop them. The book of Job was written for the two of you for such a time as this. Never look back. Never turn around. You are meant to be together. You are meant, designed, ordained, predestined to walk together in ministry. And it is the greatest call that you guys could ever imagine. But He had to turn His back so you could not see Him. In the moment Jesus died on the cross, He yelled out these words, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? But the temporary cry of suffering was weighed worth its weight in glory. For he ascended into heaven and is now sitting on the right hand of the Father. For a moment, God had to turn his back on the sin. Had to turn his back so you couldn't see him. The suffering had to truly be yours. Do you understand? Church, I don't think you understand. Listen to me. In that moment before that he died on the cross, it's not that God didn't love him, but for him to be a faithful high priest, he couldn't buffer him with the Holy Spirit. He couldn't make it easy for him. He had to release him to bear the burden so that he may know the sins of all mankind. And in that moment, God, my God, where are you? But it was just so he could be a faithful high priest to help you when you're suffering. He knows what it feels like when it doesn't feel like God's there. He knows. And for the two of you, he speaks this word that in that moment, that may seem like a long moment for the two of you, it was so that you would feel the pain of being alone. Feel the pain like y'all weren't together. To feel the pain of watching your children and wondering what's going to happen. To feel the pain of every married couple, every blended family. To feel the pain of every questioning husband, every worried wife. But you have passed the test. You have passed the test. Because you survived the pressure, God can put weight on you now of ministry. Congratulations. You made it. You made it. Come on. Sing it.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness.
In the name of Jesus, I
anoint this couple
for a miracle.
Miracle worker, promise keeper,
church. I know this is odd, but this is ordained by God. There's a blessing happening right now. Can you believe it? I need your partnership to point up here. There you are. Don't move. Never lose hope. Never lose hope. From the heavens of the heavens of the heavens, daughter, listen to me. There is an anointing on this man's life. But I hear the Lord say, what you have held back cannot be seen, and the story cannot be told. I have a word for you. In the natural, I know what you're struggling with. I know. But in the spirit, there's a reason. Can I pray for you? Come on. Stretch your hands this way. I've got to pray for these few people. I need you praying. Remember, he doesn't just use anyone. He uses everyone. Okay. Man of God. I see a collar around your neck that God has called you, because there's ministry that you have done that no one sees. Listen to me. Some people minister whether they get a title or whether they're seen, and they catch the attention of the Almighty. Sometimes you can feel like you're being overlooked, but he who sees in darkness sees it all. The two of you, don't worry. Y'all stay with me. You understand? There's a miracle. There's a work to be done. Silence doesn't mean not seeing. Jack, lift both hands in the air. Jack right here. Jack O'Brien. He is about to release something out of heaven that only he can release. I want you to release a blessing upon the church while I pray for these people. Because what you declare will come to pass. Nancy, stand to his side. I'm all over the place, but just hold on. That's my nature. I'm okay with it. Some of you, this may be your first time. Maybe you're online. Maybe your first time. But it's because of you, church is made. Do you understand? It's for you. Jack and Nancy. The steadfastness in the face of the chaos. It seems the most chaotic, crazy things. When you see things, you see people do things or not do them, and it boggles your mind.
and you just don't understand. Well, God didn't send you to a people that weren't broken. He sent you to a place where they were, so that he can send you like Jeremiah down to the potter's house, so that you may bless and bring out of the back of the potter's house the broken shards to be reshaped and reformed. For you are the servant of the Lord. Dad, Minister Paul, go right where he is. Your age isn't a problem. You are called to the eldership. You understand? Your life and your wife have fulfilled the qualifications in silence and precious be the one who carries the gospel of peace. I want you to lay your hands on him, for the next step of his life is to be a blessing for others. Now I want you to bless as you're being blessed, and call down what God has shown you in your mind. Man of God, you have been faithful. You heard it all. You heard the negative and the good. And you've heard lies, distortions, fear. And yet you remained unmovable. So the Lord calls you up. What you have experienced is nothing compared to what you're about to experience. I need the holy oil. You are chosen, not just called. You are of the fivefold ministry to be a blessing to the church, to duplicate yourself, because your heart is willing to be bent to the will of the Lord and not tradition. I anoint you, man of God. When we have meetings, leadership, I don't even like the word leadership. It's servant meetings to serve others. Be there. Hear my heart, because I will send you to be a blessing to many congregations and to a lost people. It had to be this year. Because you had to see everything coming up to this year so that you could make your own choice. Now, y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but I know what I'm talking about. The mental battle this young man had to endure, the pushing and pulling, no one will ever understand. But he who is in the heavens sees in the secret places. And so today, I anoint you and I call you higher. On the backs of your hands, sometimes you will feel a shaking. God will let you know demons when you lay your hands on people. Pay attention to this. There's something around you, and you got to set something free. There's a sickness. Now, let me say this, guys. Mom, I haven't forgotten you. Do not move. Sometimes we want to claim every sickness is a devil. It's not. Some of it is human weaknesses due to the fall of Adam, our first father. But you will know the difference in your hands. You will know the difference. You just pray. And it will manifest one way or another. You ain't got to know beforehand. Just when you feel it, you pray. God's going to make walking this easy for you. So it's not difficult. There's no pattern to follow. There's only a spirit to follow. That's how easy it is. You've been doing it already. Ministry is easy. So we bless him. Would you stretch your hands towards this young man? Thank you, church, for being so kind. I release this man into his destiny and calling. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of Jesus. It's like a reed in the wind. And the enemy has tried to break you, where he's put you in a field by yourself. And the wind has blown to the west and to the east to break you. But there is an inner warrior that cannot be broken. And some people don't understand it, nor do they see it. But the Lord says, in this coming year, I have made a pact with your heart. I will provide, and you provide for me. Where I send you, go. What I call for you to do, do. And I will take care of all other things. But you are not destined to be broken by the winds of life. You won't be. So lift your hands before the enemy now. Before the words now that have been spoken against you. Raise your hand before your God, who fights for you in the face of your enemy, to bless you. For the scripture is yours. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup, my anointing runneth over. And I will surely say, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever, forever. This is his gift to you. In Jesus, come over here, sir. Watch yourself. Where's the oil? You ready? I anoint your temples. And let me tell you why. Because of the flaws people think that are in your life, they will not release the greater you. And the battle in you is like the battle of Moses, who knows he was born to be a deliverer, but had to run in a season of his life, forsake all that was in his heart and dreams. And God had to take you through a wilderness, put you behind a mountain, and teach you how to love on sheep. So that you can come out and he can show you how to walk with him. To put your hand in your chest, pull it out and it's leprous. Because leprosy was what separated the children from the children of Israel. It made them outsiders. It made them outcasts with a label. And so the one who were to lead them all had to be the outcast first. He put his hand in on the word of the Lord and came out with leprosy. But the same one who told you to obey, when you go back in and you pull your hand out again, that which plagued you, that which would make you an outcast, has just been healed, says the Lord God Almighty. So, be not afraid of their faces, for I anoint your life to be used by God as a deliverer of the ones who can't even see their own worth. For I have called you. Be not afraid, but go, obey, and let me use you. You must sit and learn and obey. You must be the obedient one. Do you hear me? What God has put over you is for you to obey, whether you like it or not. And though it may frustrate you, obey. And God will show you how to be a servant of the Most High God. I bless you, sir, for what in you is going to come out. And there's a day where you will be used to bless others. Be patient. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will raise you up in Jesus' name. Don't go anywhere. Mother. I want to tell you what I see. I see royal purple. It's, heaven doesn't have this material, but it's like silk. Quality. And there is a royalty upon you that he has placed upon your life through what you have suffered. Do y'all hear the trend here? Greatness cannot be found without suffering. And the greatness in you is not to be measured by how you feel, but it is to be measured by his hand upon your life. For the hand of the Lord is on you now. There is a rocking of your spirit. But the reason the rocking is because he's calling you among royalty. Do you know what your prayers can wreck? Do you know that there are people that are alive today because you entered in with that royal robe and prayed? That you were every word you say, he hears. It's a open door, and the word of Abel is over your life. That even if you were to die today, your blood would still cry out to God and he would still hear you. You are a vessel of ministry. It is upon your life. It has nothing to do with anyone but God. He is calling you forward. Forward, not backwards. Forward. For there is a people that are coming that only you can touch. All of your gifts are not forsaken. The things you do are not forgotten. But you must know He treasures what we do in secret, and He will reward us in the open. Treasure that thought. For what you have done in secret is the reason He calls upon you now. There's one of your daughters that death tried to take. Death, a sickness that is trying to travel through genetics. And God said, use the robe. Walk in your authority. Because it doesn't matter where you are on the earth, He will hear you. And He has called you to pray. There are people and countries that will change if you pray. I have never given this word to anyone. I've never heard Him speak such things. But I hear this word to you. Daughter, rest your head and rest easy. I have already ordered your steps. I did before. And I'm in the midst of you now. Trust me. And I will order them in the future. Oh, that's so much. To prove this is the Lord, there's a promotion coming to someone you love. A promotion they didn't even expect. In fact, they were on the opposite side. They were ready to quit. And then the promotion came. And it was because the trouble they were suffering from was because they were being watched to see if they could handle more. Would they break? And though it frustrated them, God is going to prove to them it was for this reason that He's going to bless them. Take that to heart. You have too much love to offer. You are His daughter, and your Father fights for you. Celebrate and rejoice. For the best out of you has yet to be seen. The ideas that are in your head bother you because they have to come out. Let them out, says the Lord. Be the gift I've made you to be, and the joy of the Lord will flood your soul, and you will find peace. Father, I thank you for this woman of God, in Jesus' name. Don't go anywhere. Hold that baby for her, would you? Church, watch this. There is such an anointing that's moving right now over her life. She's hearing God right now. She's hearing. God dog it. It's him and him alone. Him and him alone. Him and him alone. Daughter, he calls you up. That anointing, let me tell you something. There are certain people that they have to know man doesn't have to touch them. They need to know the veil has been ripped. They can go into God all by themselves and hear God. You. I can't even see who it is. Raise your hand. Let me tell you something. It's okay. Stay right where you are. I haven't forgotten you. What I just spoke for her is for you. The veil is open. But when you walk in, let your words be praise. Thank him for what you have, and your ears will pop open. He has created in you a peace that you have never known before. A peace where you don't have to fight. You don't have to feel like anybody's taking anything from you. For he called you in the earth for such a time as this. And he's calling you into his word to know and learn of him. For when you get a hold of this thing, let me tell you what I just heard. Whatever you tell someone to do, do it first. Whatever you tell them to trust in, do it first. Whatever you tell someone to read, do it first. And he will call the first fruit blessings to flow out of your spirit. You are a gift. You know it. And the enemy tried to speak into your ears for years through relationships. To tell you, you are not who you are. And God says, you're not where you're going to be, but you're on your way. And God is, when the day is done, you will look back and say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? The tongue of the thankful has been given to you. To praise him every morning, to open your mouth and bless your house, and you will see like flowers, things blossom all around you. This is why you're at church, so that you could be who God called you to be. For you are a gardener of souls. You speak life. You make a weary man run. And that is from the Lord. Go in. Let the perfume of heaven refresh your soul. And you will find joy. Don't look back. There's nothing there. But there's everything this way. You are loved. And And there's a relative that went on before you that ever is in Jesus' ear praying for you and what you care for. For they knew the Lord. And they are there interceding to him for you too. So be confident. Your best days are coming. Your body is in a season that feels like weakness. But he will make even your body strong. And you will be able to run again. For the work that you have on your shoulders will require strength. And he's going to give it. In Jesus' name. Come here, daughter. Jesus says, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love everything about you. I will never, never let go of you. No matter what you do, no matter how mad you get, I will love you, for you are mine, and I have called you to my side. Listen to me. You know me, says the Lord. And all the enemy tried to do is put an old spirit in you. And God says, put on the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. You made the right choice. You made the right decision. And when you embrace that I was in the middle of it all, I will show you how right you were. I have to, on both sides of your ears, I put a shield. Listen not to the naysayers. Listen not to those who are weeping and mourning as if there is no God. As if they have to live their life through you. You are called to live your own and to be all that God called you to be. Love me again, says the Lord. Come back to me and let me show you what I can do. For in your heart, you dream about what you can do. I send reminders all the time. And today is a word for you. That I love you. And I will never, ever stop blessing you. Would you choose to follow me? Even though I bless you with everything you need. And sometimes it may feel like you have to do what you have to do. But you don't. I give you all things. And if I continue to do so, will you love me as I love you? And I speak to my daughter, not to a servant. For we know one another, says the Lord. you write to me, and I remember the things you wrote. I remember when you were going through some things and you wrote some things on a piece of paper and you were praying them out on the paper and you said, this is what I want, God. And I fulfilled your request. And like in the old days, I do it now. Come back, sit with me, love again, and let your heart stay open and tender, for the best is yet to come. I am about to bless you again. What goes in fills everything. So let your ears meditate upon my word. Play it where you drive, where you go. Put it in you so deep. For I will bless. For I'm sending a soldier. But no less the warrior than you are. So come back and fight. The earth needs you. The world will distract us with busyness. And then in the busyness, the enemy tries to say things. But the Lord says, keep me first. Spouse, children, then the job, then ministry to others. In that order. And I will cause you to drive your dream. Now, I don't mean symbolically. I mean the vehicle of your dreams. Well, why would he do that? Because he needs to give you a sign that that ain't nothing compared to what he can do in your life. Can everyone lift your hands? We are in the presence of the Lord right now. This is why I tell people to invite people to church, not to the building, but to the presence. Because that's the one thing he promised he'd give Frontier, that we would worship the presence of the Lord together in unity. We would experience it. There is an anointing on you. I have to say this. Your father is jumping with joy. Y'all may not understand everything I'm saying, and 9 times out of 10, neither do I. But I'm gonna show you what he's doing. You know how people when they, I mean, it's like, and he runs like he's wanted to. And he is weeping. He is weeping for joy. Because if I say this, people get weird. But can I say this? Let me give a biblical foundation first. Moses and Elijah both were gone from this earth. Yet they appeared to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. We're not talking ghosts. We're talking saints. His sons and kings that have overcame the wicked one. They have the right to speak to you. And he says he has. He has come, even when you sleep, and spoken. He loves you. And he says, your better days are coming. I want to tell you what I just heard. Your father said, remember when I would say, look at me. I'm telling you, this is going to be the truth. This is what's happening. I'm not going to lie to you. And his words to you, I would never lie to you. I'm with the Lord. And this moment is unique because I have never done this before. But he said, you can't mourn me forever. And I want you to look at me, for he also says, he's not me. He can never be. But he's the one I chose. Because he will love you and care for you. He will. Embrace what your Father on the throne has said. Embrace what your Father in heaven that has moved on has said. And embrace what your Father in the Lord is speaking to you now. Come back and rejoice in the Lord. Be ever in his temple, celebrating his goodness. For it is better than you could ever imagine, even on the worst days. I bless you in the name of the Lord of the heavens. Ooh. Be encouraged, son. You're worthy. Ministry ain't what you thought it was. It just is what it is. But out of love, you serve. And that's true ministry. Well done, says God. Do you have a word? This is one of our prophets in the house.
As Bishop was just ministering to you, it's like all I could see was like you standing right there. And all of a sudden you see like lines on like a graph. You could see how it's just like moving like this and moving like this. And whenever I look at it, all I could see was like congestion. But then as Bishop was just talking, all of a sudden you see like a part right there with like a line. Then you see it wasn't congested no more. All you could see was like a wave. It was just to the point where it was just flowing. And I could look at it and be like, God, what is this? And it was like, all you could see is just freedom. All you could see is just freedom. All you could see is peace. It'd just be flowing. I'm just like, God.
So when you see that flow, God's bringing a freedom into her life. You trust God. He'll never put a burden on you or try to lock you down. You wouldn't take it anyway. But there's people that need you. That you feel it. But you have reasons. He says, get rid of the reasons. When heaven stands attention for one like you, that's how much you are loved. I wish I could hear from my daddy. You understand how? I'll probably get in a lot of trouble for this one. But it's in the Word. James, Peter and John all saw Moses and Elijah and said, hey, let's build a temple to them. This ain't witchcraft. This is God's grace. See, Moses and Elijah represented the law and the prophets. And God said, don't listen to them. Listen to my son. He's grace. This is grace. Go in peace, knowing he's with you. Amen. If you would have your seats, please don't leave. We want to. Our time has moved forward. But I want you to know this. What you see, what plays out before you, is for you to know he's real. So that you can hold on. You, sir, would you stand? Yes. I hear the angels of heaven sing a song concerning you. And the words are, hold on. Your sanity is not in question. I am making a man who can stand through anything. You will never be without, says God. You will always have in your bank account more than enough. But I know and you know that doesn't matter to you. You are a man of love. And people don't know that about you. But God says, you remind me of my son. And so though you are suffering, hold on. For I will bring quickly a solution. And I will put under your feet not sand, but solid rock. And I will cause you to testify that there was a day where you felt like you were sinking. And God lifted you up and placed you on a rock. And that he has ever been faithful to you. For the hand of Abraham is upon your life to be a blessing. Whatever you put your hands to, it will prosper. It will prosper. So don't worry about the naysaying and the talk. Some people aren't as strong as you. You obey God. And you will see lives change forever. I'm going to tell you what I see. It's a book that's been opened with a page holder. And for such a time as this, this is the culmination moment for you to stand. And God says, I ordained it, and you will prosper in the midst of it all. For I hear your prayers. You have been asking for more. More. And you don't even, but you don't even want to ask too much. You don't care for what other people ask for, riches and glory. But your heart is right. So I'll give you all of that. But I'll give you wisdom like I did Solomon. And I'll give you understanding so that you'll know why. And you'll understand that my hand is ever upon your life. Since you were a boy, I've met you in nature, says God. I've followed you into the field like Esau. And I've been with you, mighty hunter. You are like the men of old, and you are not seen like men have not seen like this since ages past. I don't know your whole story, but I will tell you this. You have generations coming after you that will call you blessed, for you are truly a man of God. Rejoice that you will never have to worry, for God will show you how to prosper and who to bless. And when you do, the kingdom will shoot forward because of you. You are a kingdom man. You are a Joseph of Arimathea. You are like Jacob and Esau. You are blessed. And God calls you to remembrance that I have met you long ago in the fields. And I will continue to meet you at your darkest hours and answer you with clarity. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Come on, give God a great hand clap. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's give God a, let's give the King of Glory a worship, because he's good. He's why we're here. Why we come is because he comes for us. All week long, worship him as awesome. He hadn't forgotten you. The enemy had you broken. Not trying to break you, he broke you. And God demanded the potter to go out into the field and pick up all your pieces. Every last one of them. And he will restore it all. And when he's done with you, they that threw you aside will look in awe and wonder at the value of the vessel. Trust me, you are blessed. I don't have to tell you this, but there ain't nothing behind you worth looking back at. You know that. But you ain't seen nothing yet. I see you helping people, even in worship, capture the heart of God. Though you are little in your own eyes, I will make a great man out of you. And I see you saying, no, yes, no. Here's how you do it. Here, oh, do you feel that presence? There it is. Keep doing that. I see it. Even if you can, it's okay. I see it. I see a lot. All the days of your life, you are not to go on disability, ever. You hear me? There is an angel that's been assigned to you for your health. No crutches for you. None. Where's your husband? Where's he? He's up in the room. He's way in the back. All right. I just want to say this quickly. Sir, you are a blessed man. And you've made the right decisions. God is making you the man of your home, the one you always wanted to be. You don't have to force it. This one is going to be like when you speak, it's like God speaking. And this woman will be in shock of what he does through you, and it'll be quick. Because he's going to bring opportunity quickly. So he has to connect the two of you strongly. But he's going to let you know you ain't got to be intimidated by nobody. You have God, and that is enough. Okay? I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there. There's so much I want to say. Okay. Prophecy is for the church. Words of knowledge are for, you've watched prophecy, words of knowledge, healing. If you don't believe my words, believe for the very works' sake that God is here. And make a decision to follow him. I want you to, can we, I don't even want to move in this direction. But we can't survive without having resources to move the kingdom forward. I long for the day where I never have to ask a church for a dime. I believe for that. That I could just open up the auditorium, a coliseum, and it's all paid for. And the church can just come and worship and give to the people that need it. I believe for that day. I guess that's my prayer request. In the presence of the Lord, I want to ask you to take out a gift before God. And I want you to hold it up in the air. There's no more message to be preached. He has preached his own sermon. I may not be the most articulate pastor, preacher. And for that, I ask that you just have grace on me. But I see where we're going. And I see what God wants to do in your lives. And it's marvelous. Never despise days of small beginnings. Lift your gift in the air. And we're going to ask the same presence of God to bless it. And then we have two baptisms. Six? Wow.